You hold the Ayin test on Aleph. The Mishnah says on top, Hoy soy medes arosh hagag. Let's say your wife is standing on top of a roof. Top of her roof. Vizorkolo, and the husband throws the get to her. So lochar is kivon shegiya li aver hagag. As soon as the get reaches the ear, the aver of the roof, even before it reaches the floor of the roof, it just goes like over the fence into the ear, the space above the roof. Is a reizul megareshes. Right away she's megareshes. What about hu milmalo vi milmato? Let's say she's who he is above. They're both on two roofs. Just his roof is above. Hu milmalo vi milmato, and she's on the bottom. She's lower underneath him. Vizorkolo, and the husband throws the get to her. So the lachar is kivon shiyotze mishus hagag. As soon as the get goes away from the rishus of the husband's gag, the husband's roof, because it could be the husband on top of the roof, and right after the roof, on the bottom there is the chotzer where his wife is. See, through the get to his wife. So as soon as the get goes out of his gag, passes over his roof, even before it reaches the floor of her chatzera, still the get is good. And therefore, nimchat, if right away the get becomes erased, even before it reaches the floor, let's say some water comes upon it, the get's erased, or in nisraf, or else if the get gets burnt up on the way down now, it gets burnt up in fire, halacha is a reizul megareshes. Also, the get is a good get. In other words, since the get comes into the avir, comes into the space above her chotzer, it's all considered like it landed in a chotzer, and the din is that she is megareshes. So Mari asked the question, why? For her loy mintar, the get is not watched for her. So Rashi learns like this, Avir avir hagag, tiyosa zika v'shadjilo, mikan meidelinach. Like in the first part of the Mishnah, where she was on top of the roof, and the husband was on the bottom, it says when the husband throws the get above, as soon as it comes on top of the roof, even before it lands on the roof, she's megareshes. The question is why? On top of a roof there's air, there's space, there's wind that could blow the get away. So if so, why is the get good before it landed on the floor? Why are we afraid the air could blow away the get? Rashi says, Tiyosa zika v'shavyele mikam edlenach. The wind would blow away the get before it reaches on the floor. Even if the wind does not throw away the get, the year if something else happens, that a kelev comes, or gesham and rain comes and ruins the get, so why does the Mishnah say she's megareshes? Lechura, this is air that's not seif lenuach. Like it's not for sure the get will end up landing on the roof. So why is she megareshes? So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, the gag sheyesh leimako askinen. We're talking about a roof that has a maka, has like a gate around the roof. So therefore, whatever goes over the gate, for sure will stay inside the roof, would not go, or not fly away. Ula bar menashio mishmei di avi miyomar. Ula name of, Ula bar menashio, the name of avi, said like this. Hocha bepochos mishloisha somach legag askinen. We're talking about where the get, not some is like 10 feet above the gag, we're talking about where the get comes mamish within the last 3 tvachim of the gag. It's less than 3 tvachim above the roof. Therefore the klal is, the whole pochos mishloisha somach legag kagag dummy. Anything that's less than 3 tvachim above the roof, that's considered like the roof. Therefore, the get would be a good get. Therefore, it's not a concern that the wind would blow it away, even if the wind does blow it away before it reaches the floor. But when anything comes within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's enough. And that we say like lovud, it's considered like it's attached to the ground. So that's called the get already reached the floor. That's why she's megareshes. Now the Mishnah says, "Hu milmala." Let's say the husband is above, and she's on the bottom. So as soon as the get goes off his roof, right away she's megareshes. So the question is again, why? V'olei minter. It's not watched. So Rashi said, we're talking about that the roof is very high above, even above the fence around her chotzer. says, so when the husband throws the get off his roof, it's on its way down now, but it didn't come inside the mechitzas, inside the walls of the chatzar. Like, it's still possible, maybe the wind will throw it away out of her chatzar. So why is she megareshes right away? It's not minta, like it's not safe, it's not going to end up, maybe not, won't even end up in her chatzar maybe. So Mor says, no, I'm Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, kugoyin shehoyu mechitzas hatachtoinois, oitfois al helyoinis. We're talking about her walls around her chatzar went very high up, and they even went higher up than his roof. So therefore, if he's standing on his roof, he has to like throw the get up a little bit, that it goes over the wall. And as soon as it goes over that wall, now it's on its way down, for sure it's going to land inside her chatzar. Because she has walls all around her chatzar that will not let the get go outside the wall. So therefore, it's also called Seifer Lenuach, and therefore the get is good. V'chein amar Rebbe Loza, amar Rebbe Oishia, k'goyin shehoyo mechitzas ha-tachtoynes, the walls of the bottom of chatzar, ha-chatzera, oitfais al-holyoynes, go up higher, way above the roof of the husband. So therefore, for sure, the get will reach the floor of a chatzar, that's why she's megareshes. V'chein amar ul amar Rebbe Yechanan, k'goyin, the case is, shehoyim mechitzas hatachtoinos, the bottom walls around hochatzera was oitfes al halyonis, came high up above his roof. Omalei Rababel Ula, so Rababel said to Ula, Kaman hu raza mishtagolai ki Rebbe, who are mishtagos according to Rebbe, the Omalei that Rebbe holds, kaluta kimi shun chadamya, the Sharla Masech to Shabbos, when something is going through your chatzera, is it considered like it landed in the chatzar or not? That means kaluta. If something is just flying through it, does it look as if it landed in the chatzar or not? So Rashi says, kaluta means b'toich avir. If something is just going through the space, kimi shuncha, liyorot, is like it landed on the ground. Titania, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, hazoirik b'shabbos m'shus rabim. If somebody throws from one m'shus rabim straight across to the next m'shus rabim, for Rishus HaYachid B'Yemtza, but in between is Rishus HaYachid. So it never landed in the Rishus HaYachid. It only went from one Rishus Rabim to the other Rishus Rabim, and it did not travel Baladamas in the Rishus Rabim. Still, Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe says Yechayiv, because since it goes through the space of the Rishus HaYachid, we consider as if it landed there. So you made Hoitzah, you like carried out from Rishus Rabim into Hachnosa. You carried from Rishus Rabim inside to the Rishus HaYachid. And the Chum said that Yepatano, since it did not land in the Rishus HaYochid, it just went through the Yavir, we do not say Klutas Kimishun Chadami. So Mar says no. Omalei, he said back, because our Mishnah at the end says, even though it's Nimchak and Nisraf, still the get is good. Mashma, as long as it's in the space, the air, above Hachatzera, it's sitted like it landed in a Chatzar. So Mar says no. Omalei, I tell you, Afilo Tema Rabbonin. Even if our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin of Rebbe Dir Masechta Shabbos, because I tell you, there's a big difference between Shabbos and Gittin. Ad kan loy pligi Rabbonin. Up until now, the Rabbonin only argue over there. Lay the Rebbe only argue upon Rebbe. Elulin in Shabbos. There it's Aloch in Shabbos. And what are you chayiv for? There, if you carry out from Rishus Rabbim, they are always called Akira and Hanocha. You have to pick it up and you have to put it down, but it has to land in the Rishus HaYochid. That's when you chayiv. So the Rabbanan say for Shabbos you potter. If the chayfis did not land in the Rishus HaYochid, he just threw it through the Rishus HaYochid, but it did not land in the ground, that's not called a Hanocha. That's not called like it landed for Hilcha Shabbos. Elalin in Shabbos, Rabbanan only argue. Avol Hocha, but over here now, Mishnah by Gittin, Mishum in Turehu. Here it's a svar, is this get watched by her? For her commenter, here it's watched by her. In other words, since this get right now is above her chatzera, and gravity is going to pull it down, it's only supposed to fall down on it. The truth, and we said that there are walls all around that will stop it, will not let it go out of the chatzer. So for sure it's going to reach the bottom of the chatzer, it's minter, it's watched for her. So then even the Rabbanan agree that the get is chal right now. The Mor says, "V'chein amar Rav Asi amar Rav Yochanan, k'goyin shehoyim mechitzas hatachtoinos oitfos al halyonis." Again, like I said before, that the mechitzas on the bottom go higher up. So therefore, again, it's a svar. It's called minter. The get is watched. for sure this get will reach the floor. That's why here we say she's Megareshes. Oh, Malay Reb Zevel Rabasi, Keman, who are you saying like? Karebi, goes according to Rebbe Shita Lechura. The Yomar, again, we're starting over again. Now that's what you say, as long as it's in the Mechitzis, that's going to land on the floor, it's good. That's like Rebbe Svara. The Yomar that says, Kaluta, Kimi Shunchadami, if something is traveling through the space, the air, it's still like it landed. And Lechura, it's not like the Rabbanan Shita. So he answers back no, like we just said, Omalei, no, he answers back no. I tell you, Afilo Teimer Rabbanan. Even if you want to say this Svara by Gittin goes according to the Rabbanan that argue on Rebbe by Hilchos Shabbos. Because I'll tell you, at kind up until now, loy pligi Rabbanan alay the Rebbe. When do the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe? Elalin yin Shabbos. Only for the halacha of Shabbos. There it's a Svara, has to be munach. It has to land. It has to rest. Hatzor on Shabbos means you pick it up from the Shus Rabbim, and it has to be put down on the floor of the Shus Yachid. Here that it's just traveling through the Rishus Yachid, that's not considered a Hanocha. Aval Hocha, but over here, by Gittin, Mishum in Turehu. The main svar is that this get is watched by Hochatzera. Vokam Inter. Here, like we said before, since the walls go all the way up, so once the get comes inside the walls of the Chatzera, for sure it's going to land up and land on the floor of the Chatzera. So right now it's called watched over a property. Therefore, the get is called a good get. Then the Mishnah says, Nimchat. Like, even if the get is on its way down, let's say it's raining then, and the rain comes and ruins the get, erases the get, still she's Megareshes. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuha, Loishon Avelashen, Nimchat Derech Yerida. So I'm talking about when the rain hit this get, when the get is on its way down. In other words, talking about now that the husband is in on top of his gag, on top of his roof. And we're saying now that her walls of her chatzah come up way much above the husband's roof. So when the husband throws it into a chatzah, he can't just throw it down. He first has to throw it up a little bit, and then it starts to come down. So when do we say the get is chal? See, he says only when the get starts to decline, come down. When it went up, and now it's coming down, that's called Seifel Anuach. Abo Nimcha Derech Aliyah. But let's say it was raining, and when the husband threw the get upwards, that's when the rain erased the get, Yishinoloi, then the get is not good. My time, what's the reason? Mikoro loy lemincha koi. At the beginning, it's not called landing in her chotzer. In the beginning, it's a mice of throwing it away. Like, v'nosam biyodim means the husband has to do a mice in action of putting it to her. It has to come to her. So what's called coming to her when it's declining now, coming down into her chotzer? But when the husband is doing the mice of throwing it upwards, that's not called the benos, that's not called giving it to her. Rashi says, Ava nimcha derech aliyah, Ava pisha yotza miyavar agag, liyavar chot, even though it went into the ear of the chotz of the wife, or mechitza tachtoides oitzvois, beinu megareshes, the derech silukoi, derech of taking it away from her, le nikri nesina, that's not called a nesina, derech anachosvoi, love the reshusa. Only when it's declining, coming down to her rishus, that's called the maitza nesini, giving it over to her. But when the husband first has to throw it upwards, that action of throwing it upwards, that's not called the nesina to her. So it's before the nesina. Therefore, if the rain ruins it, when the get is traveling upwards, then the get is possible. But if when the get makes this decline, starts to come down into a chutzar, then if the rain ruins it, still the get is kosher. Right. Then the Mishnah says Nisrav. Let's say it gets burnt up. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bavua. Loishonu Elisha Kodam Get Ledleka. Only if when the husband first threw the get, the fire was not there yet. Abba, but what's going to be? Kodmod Leka Leget. The husband knew that there was a fire there even before he threw the get. Then Loi, that even though he throws the get into a chatzar, but it's like he's throwing the get straight into the fire. That's not called a good Venosam Biyada. My time away, me curl the srifa kozel, because the husband knows his get is going to be burnt up. Like if he has in mind to throw it into a chutzah and it's supposed to land in the chutzah, that's called the venosini giving of the get. And then a fire comes and burns it up, so what? Once it went into the space of a chutzah, she's already cutting, that's called the good venosin. But if the husband knew the fire was there already, so it's sitting like the husband is throwing it into the fire, that's not called the maisa venosin diyoda. That's not called giving her the get. Omer Rav Chizda, Rishuyas Chalukas Begitin. She know different properties make a chilat, the differences, Filchas Gitin. Like we had before, that in even in a case when the wife is in the husband's property, but where the wife is sitting, that place that she's sitting on, it's a svara, the husband lets her have it. Like if she's sitting in a makam, the husband lets her own, like that place belongs to her. But only the rishus that she's in directly. The next rishus right next to her, that the husband does not give to her. That's called the chiluk. There's differences to exactly where she's staying. The Mara says, Omale Rami Barchom al Rava. Minole le Sabho. How do you know this? How does this old man, the Saba, all know this? Omale says, Dagmas Tisna, bring your proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says like this. Hoy soy medes aroy shagag. If the husband was standing on top of his roof, Vizorku lo, and he threw the get down to her. So it says, Kivon Shagia get li Avar Hagag. As soon as the get goes over the Avar of the Gag. Okay, Hoysimus means she's standing on top of the roof, and the husband is on the bottom. So as soon as the husband throws the get, and it comes into the space above the roof, is a reizum egregious. So now, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the gag, the door, the roof belongs to her. The chotze, the door, and the chotzer also belongs to her. So lom le'yavar agag. Why do we have to have the yavar the gag? Like a shine, as soon as the husband goes out of his hand, it's in the chutzah or the isha, she be megreshes right away. Elo, we have to be talking about, rather, the gag di day, that maybe the husband owns the roof. The chutzah di day, and the husband owns the chutzah also. So then the Gemara's question, no, that can't be good either. If so, ki yigir li avar gag, even when the get reaches the space above the roof where she is, my heve, so what? Why is it good? If the husband owns the gag, it's not megreshes. Elo, for sure, pshita, for sure, it's talking about the gag, the door, the chotzer, the day, that the roof belongs to her, and the chotzer on bottom belongs to him. So therefore, when he throws the get upwards, as soon as the get starts to decline into the avir of the wife of the chotzera, of the gag, then she's megareshes. Ema seif, what does the seif say though? The opposite way. Hu milmala, if he is above, for he momat, and she's on the bottom, v'zorkulon, and the husband throws her the get. Even she yotzim rishus agag, as soon as the get leaves the rishus of the roof, it comes into the rishus of the chotzer, she's megareshes. And even if nimchak, if the rain erases it, or in this way, the get gets burnt up, harayzu megareshes, still we say the get is good. Now what's the case here talking about? Vi digag didoy, if it's the same case that she owns the roof, the chotzer, the day and the chotzer belongs to him, is so am I megareshes? Here that she's on the bottom in the chotzer and the husband's throwing the get to her chotzer, to his own chotzer, why is she megreshes? She doesn't own the chotzer on the bottom, belongs to him. So that can't be the case. Ela, what has to be the case? The gag, the day, the roof belongs to the husband. The chotzer, the door, and she owns the chotzer. If so, that's just the opposite of the ratio. Ratio is talking about the gag, the door, that the roof belongs to her, the chotzer, the day, and he owns the chotzer in front. And Seif, you're telling me it's just the opposite. The gag the day, he owns the roof on top of chotzer the dog. It doesn't make sense. I don't mean to read this one case. So how could it be changed around? El Olav isn't the case talking around it like this. We're talking about that both places belong to the husband. The husband owns the house and he owns the roof and he owns the chotzer. But the svar is, wherever his wife is, he lets her use that one place. So the svar is, El Olav, the ushla mokum, that the husband lets her use the place where she is. And the svar is the chad makam mushli inshi, trei mekaynes lo mushli inshi. A person lets his wife use one place and not two places. So therefore, if she's on the roof, that's the place she could use. If she's on the bottom, that's the place she could use, but not the other way. So here we see, even though the husband lets his wife use part of his rishus, but it's called rishuyas chalukais. The roof is one place and the bottom is another place. If she has the right to use one, only that and not both. Omle said back, no, could be there's no proof. Maybe that's not Pshat Mishnah altogether. Midi Iri, is our Mishnah talking about both cases the exact same case? Who said so? Dil Mahokadis, Vokadis, maybe there are two separate cases. Like he wanted to say. Reisha, and the Reisha, the Mishnah case is talking about the Gag Didor, that she owns the roof. The Chotzer Didor, and he owns the Chotzer. That's why when he throws the get upwards to her, when it comes down into a Chotzer, into her Gag, she's Megreshes. And Seif is another case. Where there the case is, Begag the day, the husband owns the roof. Vechos the door. So there could be no proof in our Mishnah, this new svara that you mushal one makam. Omar Rava Rava says, Sholosh Midas Begitin. You know, there are three different Midas by Gitin. there's the three chidushim that we have by Gittin and not the other places. Rashi says, Chalukis Medin Shari Surim. That here, these places, Gittin is different than Shari Surim. Hodi Yoma Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says, Kiluto Kimishuncha. O Pligi Rabbanon Alei, that the Rabbanon argue on Rebbe by Hilcha Shabbos, they say if it goes through the Rishusiyah Kasliya Potter. Again, Hanin Mili, when did the Rabbanon argue the Yin Shabbos? Havel Hocha here by Gittin, Mishomiturihu, Vominter. As long as the get is inside the space of her chotzer and it's watched by her, the get is chal. That's one case. The Yodi Yomer Rav Chiz, that's Rav Chiz said another locha. Of Noat Kono, Prishus Hayochid, if somebody sticks up a reed or a pole, the Rishus Hayochid, over Roshoi Trask on top of this pole, you have a basket that's wider than Dalit by Dalit Tvachim. Now the Zorik for Nachagav, somebody throws from Rishus Rabin and it lands on top of this basket. Even though the basket is 100 amos above the ground, Chayiv, still Yechayiv. The fish Rishus Hayochid Oyla Ad Rekiyah. So the Rishus Hayochid goes up to Rekiyah. So there's a shal exactly what the case is there. One case is where you put the pole in your Rishus Hayochid. So even though the pole is 100 amos tall and somebody's standing in Rishus Rabin and he throws and it lands on top of the pole, still he's Chayiv. Because that's the law, your Rishus Yachud goes up to the Shemayim. So we say, Hani, Miluam, as he said, Linyin Shabbos, Havalachim Mishum Inturihu, Vole Minter. Hereby Gittin, if the get will go to such a high pole, 50 amas, 100 amas above, that's not called Minter. Because the wind could come and just throw it down and it won't land in your chatzar, therefore the get will not be good. Vilchas Gittin, that's no good. That's the second case. And the third case is, Vihod, the Yom